Coming up next, it's the Magnuson Park Gallery Exchange, an opportunity to hear directly from artists and those in the arts community. Learn what really inspires and motivates the creative work shown in the Magnuson Park Gallery.
Hi everyone, this is Terrico Summers with Magnuson Park Gallery. For those of you who aren't familiar, Space has an art gallery that showcases visual works of local artists about six times a year, located on the second floor of Building 30 in Magnuson Park. Last year, I saw an oil painting that I just can't get out of my head. It was a very realistic, aesthetically pleasing still life of used takeout containers, still sitting inside the thin plastic bag they came in, set against a deep blue background. It really spoke to me, specifically on my choices of consumption. I'm excited to share that the artist of this painting, Po Yan Sang, is here with us today to talk about her upcoming solo show called Blues. Welcome, Po Yan.
Hi, Terrico. How are you?
Good. How are you doing?
Great.
I am so excited to see all of your work, and I'm guessing since the show is called Blues that we might get to see that fabulous painting that I was talking about with the takeout containers on the blue background. Can you tell us about how you came up with the concept of this show?
Yeah, sure. It's something that I started a few years ago, actually like two years ago. I was at Gage Academy of Art doing an atelier program. And as part of the atelier program, we do a lot of drawing and painting based on observation. And so a large part of the program is setting up still lives, like with like busts and vases and fake flowers, and then you draw and paint them. And after a while, I was like, well, this is great, all the classical kind of themes that are from classical paintings. But at some point, I was like, well, I just want to paint something that's more contemporary, something that speaks to me more as a person living in this day and age. And so I looked around the house. I was like, well, okay, I have this bowl, I have these fruits and whatever, and then just trying to pick something. And at some point, I think at the same time, it was COVID, during COVID, and I started doing all these takeouts because I can't go to restaurants. And I was like, well, okay, there's a plastic bag, and maybe I'll just paint that. And then I was like, whatever, I'll just try to paint something random, and it will be fun. And I did that, and not only is it a great subject matter in the end, but from a painting point of view, from a learning point of view, it was truly actually one of those like material that's also fascinating to paint. Mm-hmm. So I was learning about colors. I was learning about the nuances of like using different colors and the effect of light on the still life. And so from a painter's point of view, it's actually a great thing to paint as well. And so I just kept going. I think my teacher, Mark, was really encouraging, and he was like, oh, keep going. Just paint more of these, especially if it's something that I was interested in, and it was. Mm-hmm. So I just start kind of laying out plastic bags in different orientation. I did a lot of those, and then I kept expanding from then on. So as part of the show, that's one of my one of the series that's presented. I'm calling that Sheer Splendor, because a lot of it is that sheer translucency of plastic that's really fascinating to me as a painter. But also, as you were saying, it's also a part of our lives right now about like how we consume plastics in our lives these days. So yeah, that's a whole series of work that I'm very happy to present as part of this show.
Well, that's super interesting, because it is like the plastics is part of our, I mean, it is part of our daily life, even though maybe we don't want to have it, but it's just, sometimes it's just the convenience.
You know?
And it's trying to make choices around those, you know, this is easy, but I mean, to just bring it home, the containers and watch,
right. You
know, go through Netflix in front of your couch or actually stay at a restaurant or, you know, do something like that. It's just a choice, and it's hard sometimes, you know.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, I know I'm definitely guilty, and our kids, you know, we have this one place that we go to all the time that has these – I mean, I always think about these containers that they have. It's like a thick plastic, and I don't know if they're recyclable.
Right.
But we love the soup that it comes in. So
yeah.
It's a difficult choice. On your website, you wrote this phrase, "The Pacific Oceans hold a special link between my two homes, Hong Kong and Seattle." And I just love this image around connection. Can you tell us more about this idea?
Yeah, of course. So that speaks to the second series of work I'm working on these days that is also part of the show. And it's part of my love for the nature that kind of started this series. I really love going to the coast, like being in Seattle. Whenever I go to the coast, I just feel alive and I feel like, it's very, it feels like home, and like the salty air, like the wind, like everything about it is like the sensation that I feel just makes me want to paint it at the same time. And so when I started painting the ocean, at least around the Pacific coast, I mean, the Oregon coast and the Washington coast, I was like, why does it feel so familiar? But like, and then it makes me think, oh, it's because Hong Kong, like I grew up in Hong Kong, and growing up, my parents loved taking me to the beach. And so I started this idea of, okay, what if I paint a lot of these seascapes, but that is just the Washington coast and Oregon coast, because Pacific Northwest, and on Hong Kong as well. And so this series about both of those places and how I still draw a connection from both coasts. And I think the common point is Pacific Ocean. And I don't know if I would feel the same way if I go to the East Coast and go to the Atlantic Ocean. I'm not sure. I haven't lived in the, you know, East Coast. But for right now, like whenever I'm at the Pacific Ocean, it's almost like I can see across the ocean. Like that's my other home back then. So that's like an extra emotion that, you know, comes to me when I paint these paintings.
I totally get that. I wanted to find out what the impetus that got you started on this path to becoming an artist. Did it start in Hong Kong or?
Yeah, that's an interesting question. Actually, my friends and family asked me the same thing because I think my childhood, my parents are both in the sciences, actually. Mm-hmm. And while they encouraged me to take classes and whatnot, growing up, I was more into music. I would play the classical piano and I was in choirs throughout school. So visual art was never really as big a part of my life. And I actually did my education in engineering and I got into a career in the tech industry. But when I moved to Seattle, I knew I wanted to do art. Like I think art is always a part of my life. Even though when I was a kid, it was music. And so when I moved here, I was like, what is the way I can still do some art? And I felt like I was always missing like part of that visual art education when I was growing up. And so I started taking classes at Gage Academy of Art. Just basically, I took weeknight classes at Gage on and off for 10 plus years.
Okay.
And it wasn't until 5 years ago, the company I was at, a software company, they had to do a round of layoffs. And I wasn't laid off, actually, but it was a time when I was feeling pretty tired and felt like something, just a change. I think I was a little burned out at the time. And so I just wanted to take a sabbatical. Like in my head, it was like, it's a sabbatical. And I started thinking about what would be really energizing me, what would be nourishing after this kind of really hard few years of being in this kind of startup-like community. So I looked for things I really want to do, and the Gage classes really made me think that it's something I really want to do more of. And I actually knew some person in the atelier program from my tech job. I actually knew someone who also pursued the atelier program as a break. And I was like, this is such a great idea. I'm just going to do it. and so that's kind of where I kind of started more formally or more full-time manner, is that I dug into the atelier program. And then that's where I am right now, I finished the atelier program and I'm still loving what I'm doing with the painting. And I think It's like unexpected for me that it's not just the painting, like the act of doing the painting, is also the connection I make after the painting is done. I talk with people about my work, and the conversations and the connections I make with other people, that is something that's unexpected for me, to have those really fun conversations with people about my paintings. So yeah, I'm still doing it now. But that's how I started. It's kind of this on and off journey with visual art.
Okay. Yeah. Well, no, I understand that too, because that's why I'm doing this.
Yeah.
I love having these conversations with people. I kind of want to get back to the paintings.
Yeah.
And, when I initially saw your work, I just immediately thought, oh, well, you know, Ho Yan's an environmental artist because of the mixed, you know, the beautiful water scenes.
Mm-hmm.
And the, I think there's, I saw one that was, I guess, was it a iceberg maybe?
Yeah, yeah.
And the iceberg. And then there was others with these, the plastic takeouts and more just the waste. And I just was wondering if it was your intention to move to, you know, people to think about the environment and consumerism.
Yeah.
Because, I mean, I was like, well, this is brilliant. I mean, what an amazing, you know, but if it kind of happened just, I mean, the evolution of that is interesting to me.
Yeah, definitely. And I think it definitely was an evolution. It happened kind of organically. I never set out to make an environmental statement. Mm-hmm. It was more, I think my teacher Marx really encourages us to paint whatever intrigues us. And at the time, that was intriguing to me. And I think at some subconscious level, it was me working through my anxiety around plastic waste and whatnot. Like, what should I do about it? That sort of thing. So it's fun when I hear from people sharing the same, like, oh my gosh, what were we doing with all this plastic? I think that's really fun. But no, it wasn't a really deliberate act. And the icebergs, which is part of the series as well, it was kind of like a connection I make from a more artistic point of view. Like, again, the palette, the translucency of the ice, the shining nature when light shines on it. So, like, I was coming at it from a painterly angle at first, but then once I start painting these paintings, I'm like, oh, actually, no, it makes sense as an environmental-themed type of work as well. So, yeah, it's definitely, I think this is partly where it's really fascinating, the creative process. It's like you work on something and then something built on each other and then you get this whole kind of body of work. So that's how it came about. It's kind of I start working on plastics, but then I was also painting landscapes. And at some point I see the commonality and I put the two and two together.
I mean, I can't wait to see it. Also, I wanted to find out just what was next. What other themes do you want to explore, like moving forward?
Yeah, I was saying earlier, I think a lot of my paintings is really about kind of what I'm going through at the time. So last few years it was COVID and I was stuck and, you know, getting takeout food and not traveling. I love traveling. Who knows? Like, I think next few years maybe I'll be sick of the blue palette and I'll move on to really bright colors. There's that. But I think landscapes is definitely still a big part of me as a painter. I love nature. I love being in Seattle where I can have access to all these amazing mountains and whatnot. So I think a big part of me is still going to keep doing a lot of landscapes. And this year especially, I'll still be continuing working on seascapes. So a lot of ocean paintings. But I'm also exploring, like, from an art perspective, like visual technique perspective, I'm interested also in expanding beyond oil paint or just looking at different mediums and different materials and maybe just even the use of paint. Like, how do I use more, introduce more different textures mark making? So there's a lot of, I have a lot of curiosity around materials. So I think I'm going to keep pushing that way as well in terms of just exploring what I can do with paint and other materials.
So, Poyan, how can we find out more about your work?
Yeah, I have a website, www.poyansang.com. I also have an Instagram account, which is at poyan.art, poyan.art. My studio is at Equinox Studios in Georgetown, and we have a monthly art walk every second Saturday. So if you're interested in not just my work, but a lot of my fellow artists in the complex, come by every second Saturday. It's 5 to 9 p.m. Super fun event, and it's always great to have conversations with just folks coming by and enjoying art. I guess that would be that would be the places to find me.
I'm excited.
Yeah, thank you.
Thank you so much, Po Yan, for meeting with us today. We are so excited to actually see your upcoming show. I hope all of you can make it to Magnuson Park Gallery to see Po Yan's really beautiful, important pieces. The show starts March 7th through April 20th. If you want to take a sneak peek at some of her work or find out more, go to space@magnuson.org. We'll also be having a reception for Po Yan on March 9th from 2 to 5 p.m., which is a great opportunity to meet the artist and all the other creative people here at Space. Come stop by to view the show and mingle with some wine and cheese. If you've never been to Magnuson Park Gallery before, you'll be surprised at what you've been missing. And finally, a big shout out to my team at Space Radio for giving us the opportunity to hear from our amazing local artists.
You've been listening to the Magnuson Park Gallery Exchange, a periodic series focused on the artists and the arts community showing at the Magnuson Park Gallery.